My co-host today is George Stothard, and we are talking about the culture of cars. Yes, and we'd love to hear from you this morning. What was your first car? What's your dream car? And what car are you driving now? Everybody texting the show today. What have we got, George, coming in so far?
Great message from Nikhil. I love this. First car was a Pajero. The dream car for Nikhil is a Range Rover HST, the autobiography version, with a red Abu Dhabi three-digit number plate 747.
Ah.
and actually, very confidently says, I will have this dream achieved by 2020.
Good for you. Good for you.
Love it.
Pip saying that her first car was a VW Polo, and the dream car, white BMW 6. Fantastic. And driving a Pajero now. So nice range of cars there. What else have we got?
Got somebody here, Ben. Ben's first car was a Volkswagen Beetle 1500.
Cool.
We're going to talk probably a bit more about that in a while. But beautiful, beautiful car. And he's now driving a Hyundai Matrix. And his dream car is a trailer truck fitted with air conditioning, which is good. and a living dining kitchen, a bedroom, a bathroom. This is for outdoor purposes, obviously. Well, that's brilliant, Ben. I hope you achieve that.
Great stuff. And one here, I'm from California, been here for 6 years. I currently drive a rent car. My dream car is a Mercedes SLR and the 66 GTO American Muscle. Actually, he's looking for a Wrangler, so maybe you give him a call, George. You never know.
I was seeing another one here, actually, Suzanne. Ford Capri.
Ah, Ford Capri.
Beautiful cars.
When I was a child, I've got this on my list. Did you look at my notes?
No.
Okay. Well, the family car. Can you, this is my family for you, right? My stepfather's car, so me as a child growing up, was a midnight blue Ford Capri.
Wow.
Yeah,
beautiful.
It was. I remember the day it arrived on the drive and we all got very excited. It was a bit tight in the back because it was we're a family. It wasn't really a family car, but it was very, very cool.
Yeah.
Yes.
But they kind of had a stigma attached to them in some respects. I think, was it because they were a sort of cheaper version of a sports car?
Maybe, yes.
But then had a resurgence, I remember, back a couple of years ago. Well, yeah, well, James here is saying his first car was a 1983 black Ford Capri. When it broke down on the M1, the towing company dispatcher accused him of being a poser. Poor James.
Oh, there you go. You see, the memories, and it's all about that, isn't it, with the cars. It's very interesting to see people's stories about their cars and what the attachment is to the car, the emotional attachment to the car. What else have we got there, George?
We've got Prasanna, learned to drive here just like myself, and got his license, got a Honda Civic, and that was the first car. But the dream car there, Aston Martin.
And saying that they love those cars in the 007 movies. Yeah, James Bond. Yeah, and I think the movies, TV shows have got a lot to do with it, haven't they?
How
cars have been represented.
Something else here, Kia Picanto. This is Mohammed. That was his first car, and his dream car is the Audi A8, which I think is a lot of people's dream car at the moment.
Excellent stuff. Keep them coming in. We've got Bugatti in there as well. First car, a Merc. Lucky you. That's if I'm reading that right. Dream car, Ferrari F-150. And the car now, none. So there. Yeah.
That's the buses then. He's on the buses.
Yeah, why not? Excellent stuff. Keep your messages coming in. Your first car, your dream car, the car that you're driving now. And make sure you pop your name on and you will go into the draw for those prizes to Le Méridien Hotel Alaka Beach Resort. So, George, when we're looking at cars and we look at the history of cars and the kind of timeline, we're going to be going through some of that history and understanding better actually the industry of car making and how that has impacted us as individuals, looking at the British car industry, the Indian car industry, and also going local and a bit further afield, maybe touching on the States also. Before we get into that, there's some local stories on cars at the moment. So I've got here from the National newspaper, this was a few days ago, it may not be long before your car begins to act on your emotions. You can tell something of the story of information technology, more specifically about its colonization of our daily lives. That's for sure. We talk about it a lot on the radio. But looking at the changing nature of our interaction with it. Rewind 25 years to the early days of home PCs when we were faced with a blank screen. And if we remember those days, well, then if we move then to cars and we look at what the development in technology with cars and the interaction we play within the driving of our cars and the vehicle. And Nuance is one such proponent. Nuance is the multi-billion dollar king of voice recognition. And thanks to a deal with Apple, it provides the software that powers the iPhone's Siri. Last month, the company announced a push into voice recognition in cars. Their new drag and drive technology allows drivers to dictate messages, play music, and access GPS simply by asking.
Extraordinary.
Isn't it?
Yeah. So you can say, turn left at the next, and it will just do it for you?
Well, it's suggesting that. It also says that prepare for a new generation of cars. They say that will discern that you sound stressed and send a text message to let colleagues know you're running late. Your car becomes your PA.
I like it.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, it can tell if you're in a good mood or not, and it will play the suitable music.
Okay.
That they feel you need for your mood.
Well, I'll tell you what's also been in the news, taking it one step further, is Honda is working very closely with the Japanese government on robot cars.
And robot cars,
robot
what are they?
Cars, self-driving cars. And I actually saw a bit on the BBC News a couple of weeks ago about this. I don't know whether it was directly about Honda, but they do have now roadworthy robot cars. And the way this one worked was it was in a line of cars, and it recognized by, I guess, by some sort of sense of how far away you were from the side of the road and from the car in front and the car in back. And so literally the reporter was sat in the driving seat reading the newspaper, and her car was driving around a mountain range on its own without any assistance.
Gosh.
But the guys in Japan are actually working on this at the moment, and they anticipate by 2020 that they will have fully available, roadworthy, commercially available robot cars, which will be available for the masses.
Would you have one? Would you go for it?
I don't know. I mean, I learned to drive an automatic, and people often say to me that that's not really driving, because the joy of driving is about having a manual car where you're changing gears and there's that relationship between the clutch and the rest of it, which I understand, because I used to ride a geared Vespa in London, so I kind of slightly get that appreciation of what it is to control a car. So I don't know whether it would catch on. I think there people do have that love of driving. Would you want to just kick back and read the newspaper?
I don't know, but you may not be so tired and stressed if you have that luxury.
Would you want to do the drive from here to Abu Dhabi in a robot car? Would you trust it?
Would I like to do the drive but not actually do the drive? Driving. Yeah, maybe, maybe not. I don't know. Your thoughts on that? Let us know on 4001. Also making the papers this morning, RTA makes registering car easier. So owners of new vehicles in Dubai can now register their cars for up to 3 years rather than just a year. This is coming from the Roads and Transport Authority. Yep, so that's good news if you want to just...
Great news.
It is, yeah, really good news. And when we come back, we're going to be going back in time and recreating some of that romance of the car and the history of some of the cars, the automobile industry. And keep your messages coming in. We've got one here. My first car in London was a Datsun 120Y. I remember those. Remember those? Do you remember those?
Beautiful.
Yeah. Loved it. Now driving an Audi A4 convertible, which is lovely. Too true. That's a lovely car. Dream car, more a dream van. Fully customized, luxurious interior. Good for you. That sounds like a great dream.